Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I just want to thank you so much tonight for joining us on Fire to Inspire for our final 2015 show. But we're going to do things a little differently tonight. We're going to have a co-host, and my co-host, Miss Michelle Roberts, is just as enthusiastic as I am. And I tell you, I'm going to ask her how she's doing so she can give you an inkling of who she is. And when she describes herself with these words, you're going to say, yep, she's on fire as well. So, Miss Michelle, how are you tonight?
I am awesome, fabulous, and amazing, and on fire to inspire.
That is what I am talking about. So we are co-hosting tonight's show, and it's accomplishments for 2015. And we're so excited to bring this to you tonight because we are on fire and excited about celebrating with you your accomplishments, regardless of how big or how small. They're accomplishments. They're completely accomplishments. Now, I want to take a pause for the cause. We're going to thank our sponsors because our sponsors have been such a blessing this entire year that I've been on the air. And I want to thank my sponsors, Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. She is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. They're the ones that actually wrote the music and the and did the actual music for the jingle that you hear as you as the show launches. Unique Expression by Design, they're your one-stop source for business products, promotional products, custom promotional products, corporate gifts, and anything that you need personalized. Unique Expression by Design are your people to make it happen. And then Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, specializing in natural hair, twists, lock maintenance, braids, sew-ins, and much, much more. Again, we are back to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. Aaliyah Butler, Ms. On Fire to Inspire, and your co-host tonight, Ms. Michelle Roberts, who is
awesome, fabulous.
She is awesome, fabulous. Yes, she's absolutely that. Michelle is my co-host tonight, and she is author, speaker, entrepreneur, and a challenge conqueror. So as this is my show, so to speak, because I'm the vessel, but it's actually the platform that God gave me and trusted me with. So this is all of our show, and my guest tonight is you guys. Our guest is the audience. So we're Michelle, you want to say anything before we open up the lines?
I'm just so thankful that you'd had me to co-host with you tonight, and I'm just so excited, and I think we're going to impact the ladies and gentlemen that will be listening.
I think it's going to be awesome and marvelous. Now, did you want to share some of your accomplishments before we open up the lines, or what you want to do? How you want to do it?
Well, let's define an accomplishment, because I think sometimes people think that they're so big, but, you know, I was looking it up today, and it's something that has been achieved successfully. So that could be a task, it could be an act, it could be a deed, a performance, an effort, you know, it can be an activity.
Yes.
That a person that's done well. So
yes.
It could be a small thing or a big thing. As long as it's an accomplishment, then you are successful in it. And
yes.
So I want to share one of the small things that this was small to me this year but was great was that I wanted to watch my weight this year. And one of the things I wanted to do is do a lot more healthier things. So I started out in January juicing and doing smoothies, and I have successfully have done it every single day this year.
Wow. That is an accomplishment.
Yeah,
that is an accomplishment.
Feel so,
because
yeah.
I mean, it's an accomplishment because so many people start out doing something and by week one and a half, maybe not even a full week, you know, kind of die off on that. So that is quite an accomplishment. It truly, truly is. So congratulations on that. And so whoever's listening, if you want to share your accomplishment tonight, it doesn't matter how large it is, how small it is. That right there is a huge accomplishment to me because I know I did it before, but I did not do it for a full year. I lasted 21 days.
Okay, which is still good, though.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Did you want to say anything else before we open up?
Oh, no. Let's go ahead.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead and open up the line, and we're going to want you to share your accomplishments with us. So if you want to share your accomplishment, press 1, and we will bring you live with Ms. Michelle Roberts and Ms. On Friday Inspired, Liv Butler. So press 1, and we will bring you on and share with us. Now, you guys can't be trying to be shy tonight because you all are who is driving this thing. You're driving someone else hearing your testimony and your wonderful things that you've accomplished is going to make someone else just really say, oh, wow, wait a minute, I did do some things. All right, so we have two people that have pressed that button, so we are going to take our first caller. Welcome to On Friday Inspire with Michelle and Aaliyah. Who do we have live with us today?
Hi, Michelle and Aaliyah. This is C. Renee McLean, and I'm happy to be on the call tonight. And I have accomplished a few. Thank you. And I have accomplished a few things that I am very happy about and proud of. I completed my book, my first book. My first book. And with more to come in 2016, I also have launched my coaching business and became a certified life coach this year as well. And every coach needs a coach, and so I've also obtained a business coach who happens to be Miss Awesome, Fabulous, and Amazing, Michelle Roberts.
Yes, he will. He will do that. He will do it. Well,
yes,
honey, I know that you joined us tonight, and we're celebrating with you and thanking God for you because this is just the beginning. So I thank God for you sharing with us tonight, and you keep doing it. You keep pushing. You keep moving. And regardless of what you see, start seeing intentionally. Seeing what you want to see the end results before you get there.
Yes, yes, I receive all of that.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much again for sharing with us tonight. We are so blessed that you joined us, and congratulations on all of your accomplishments. And I look forward to hearing about your upcoming accomplishments for 2016.
Thank you.
All right. Did you want to say anything as well, Michelle?
I'm just so proud of Renee. She took the bull by the horn, as they said, and she went on and did this thing. We had to coach her through being perfect. And I was like, girl, this is wonderful. Let's just go on and release it, you know. And I just think it's just such a blessing when someone sees something in you and ask you to help them, you know. And so she saw something in me which blessed me. And allowed me to use the gifts and talents God has, instilled in me to help her get to her next level as far as being an author. And so when I tell you guys, and Renee, tell us the name of the book so that we can support it as well.
Okay, yeah, I forgot to do that. It is called The Seductress Diva, A Life of Betrayal. And you can purchase the book at Amazon.com. And my author page is amazon.com/author C. Renee McLean.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so very much for joining us tonight. And again, congratulations.
Thank you again. I'm so excited. I'm just excited about what I've accomplished this year, and I am looking so forward to next year. And, yes, Michelle, I will be calling you soon.
Well, thanks so much for calling in. Love you, girl.
Okay. Love you too, girl.
All right. Okay, we have another caller, doubt that one. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, and you are sharing your accomplishments with Aaliyah and Michelle. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, Aaliyah and Michelle. This is Tracy Neal.
Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Awesome. I wanted to share my accomplishments for the year.
Okay.
I stepped out on faith and started my own company this year.
Hey, man, entrepreneur, yes.
Yes, 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 God is good. He is good all the time.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
So you
what type of business?
It's a consulting business, IT consulting. So I build software websites, and I consult clients on how to optimize their search engine when people are looking for their business.
Optimization. Yes. Now, how do we follow you, contact you? You know, we're all about you sharing your accomplishments. You pressed one tonight. We're making sure that you have visibility. So how do they follow you? How do they reach out to you? What's your website? Whatever.
Okay. Well, you can go to www.TracyNeal.com.
Okay.
And also www.trust.com. That's the my consulting firm.
Okay. Trust, say it again.
Trust Intellect, INTELLECT.com.
Okay. And Tracy is also an author of a children's book. Yay!
Woo!
Congratulations on that as well.
Thank you. So you are moving
and stay focused and continue to do what you're doing. You did something with some software as well this year. What was that?
I did, yes. I actually copywrote some software, an application. It's a collaborative software program that sits on top of Microsoft.
Okay.
Excuse me. Yes, so I'm in the process of looking at licensing options for the software.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Some good things. And we thank you so much for joining us tonight. And you stay, like I said, stay focused, get that laser focus on, and I want to see even more. I know that I'm going to see even more for 2016.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for dialing in.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's take our next caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Aaliyah and Michelle. Who do we have online with us tonight?
Hi there, Aaliyah and Michelle. This is Janae Bishop. How are you ladies this evening?
Great.
Awesome.
How are you doing?
I am blessed. Thank you. First and foremost, giving honor to God, I want to also take this opportunity to say to Aaliyah what a stroke of luck she was today. My blessing for 2015 was that I was trying to get my book published before the end of the year. The proof arrived this afternoon after getting off the phone with Aaliyah Butler.
Thank you. That's the kind of favor you
love
here, girl.
Thank you. The book is titled How Much Joy Is in Your Journey, Your Creative Guide to a Fearless Vision. And I just give God the praise, and I'm just so thankful of being able to put this out there to women to be able to help them live a more fulfilling life.
Congratulations. So you got your proof when we got off the line today. Wow. And that was truly a divine connection and a divine appointment. Wow. So congratulations.
Absolutely.
And I know that
we'll
be seeing much, much more from you for 2016.
I'm looking forward to it. I wish you ladies continued blessings.
All right.
You
thank
as well.
You so much. All right. Tonight we are discussing and sharing accomplishments for 2015, and I tell you, I'm already excited. But I could just, like, cut a couple of cartwheels and run around the house and, you know, run up and down the street because people are just doing some great things. And like I said, whether it's big or small, it doesn't matter as long as it's something that you set to be a goal and you reach that goal this year. We want to hear about it. So press 1 if you want to share your goal with us. We've had some phenomenal goals, and these ladies are doing it. I want to hear from some men, too, now.
Yeah,
what a man. Exactly. Guys, don't be trying to be bashful. All right, we have another caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have on the line with us tonight?
Hi, this is Yolanda Traylor from Atlanta, Georgia. How are you?
Great. How are you doing, Yolanda?
Hi, Michelle. I want to share a fitness goal accomplishment. Before this year, the most I could run nonstop was 6 miles. So I challenged myself this year to push and get to 9.3, which is a 15K. And so for this year, by myself, I ran 15Ks. Saturday, I made a mistake and chose a different route, wound up running 12 miles, decided, okay, if I can run 12 miles accidentally, I might as well go ahead and train for a full marathon. So I am doing that now. My first full marathon will be in February in New Orleans. I also ran my third half marathon this year, and I did it nonstop. So in all of that, I've lost 50 pounds over the course of years and got off my baby weight.
Hey, man, congratulations. I tell you, that's motivation for me.
Me too. And I don't even walk.
Listen, I'm not saying I'm going to run now. I'm going to get started back on the walking.
Me too.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you dialed in because, I mean, that right there is just quite an accomplishment, and you're getting ready to do a full marathon in February. So that is amazing, and I'm so glad you dialed in and shared with us. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Wow.
Michelle, you want to say anything to her?
Yes, I am floored, honey. I'm like, you know what, I am inspired. I'm going to have to at least do a mile, you know.
Come on, we're together.
I'm going to put that on my vision board. I am. I want to, you know, do something, but, you know, surely I can do a mile.
Yep, you can.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this.
I do want to ask you one question, though, Yolanda. How did you fit the time in to train with the – because I know that you're a mother and you work and all of that. How did you – what did you do? What was your key?
You know,
that's
a great question. And I actually co-parent, and I just had to stop making excuses. I started – don't laugh at me, but I started putting my clothes on before I took my son to school. So when I dropped him off, it forced me to go to the gym. I also utilize the gym at my subdivision, and on the days he's not with me and he's with his dad, I join Black Girls Run, and I run at 5 a.m. on 2-3 days a week. So just stop making excuses, getting out there.
Wow.
Thank you. And you are so right. A lot of times that's exactly what we do. We make excuses, but no more excuses, lady. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Thank you so very much. Okay. All right. We have some phenomenal accomplishments. I tell you, a full marathon, and she is running, and oh, my goodness, I'm just like, wow. So if you want to share one of your accomplishments or a couple of your accomplishments, whatever you want to share with us tonight, we are here to listen so that others can be empowered and uplifted about your accomplishments. So press 1. If you're listening live, press 1 and you can share your accomplishment with us. I tell you, I'm so excited because it's one thing about doing what you know you're called to do and you're on purpose, you're living on purpose, and you're just – it's just so exciting. And so I'm elated about it. And I think we do have another caller holding. Let's see here. You are live with On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hey, Leah. This is Annie. How are you?
Great. How are you, Annie?
I'm good. I'm good. Well, I called to share my accomplishment for 2015. I'm thankful I was able to complete my medical system program at Atlanta Technical College this year.
Yes.
So I was truly thankful for that. Yes. One of the biggies, one of the big accomplishments that I am so excited about for myself is I completed the 21-day financial fast, not once, but twice.
Wow.
The book that Michelle Singletary had written, and it's really been just an uplifting, mind-changing and financial changing of the way I look at my finances. So I'm truly excited about that and about to partake into it again for the third time, the financial fast. And my goal is even until I'm doing it, I'm upside down now, but I believe in 2016 I'm going to be right side up. So
that's
my goal, and so I'm excited about that.
Annie, we're going to speak for some things to be even better than right side up. We're gonna claim debt-free because we have that kind of faith, you know. I got that kind of faith.
Right.
So understanding my daddy can do the miraculous. So
we're
going to believe for not just right side up. We're going to believe for debt-free.
I receive that. I receive that.
Man.
I receive that.
Man.
I receive that.
More than enough to live, more than enough to give, an endless supply.
I received that.
Congrats. And, you know, one thing Annie is a licensed esthetician. She just finished the medical portion of what she's doing. So I'm excited because, you know, people, once they hit a certain age, they don't go back and pursue things because they, you know, we can come up with excuses in a minute, you know, but she didn't allow age or anything else to deter her, and she looked fabulous at her age. So
I am 55.
She's fabulous.
55.
All right.
I'm speed limit.
So I'm so excited for her, and I'm so excited, and thank you so much for dialing in, and I'm excited about the great things that you're going to be sharing for 2016. So thanks again for dialing in.
Okay, thank you so much, Leah. Bye.
You're welcome. We have another conference.
Yay.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with Michelle and Aaliyah. Who do we have on the line with us?
This is Teresa Wright Johnson from Metro Atlanta as well.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
Fine. I've ever been able to get on because the kids are out of school and not running around. This is a great goal, everything else, and everybody achieving things. I think what's been put on my heart there today is everybody says the holidays is a hard time for people and their mental health. And over the last year, I've gotten several certifications in mental health as a mental health instructor and a suicide prevention person and so many different things. And this has been able to help me help other women even today. Mm-hmm. And so just today, I felt blessed to be able to do that. But over the whole last 2 months, being able to do that in the rest of the year. But in particular, the last 2 months, it has been a blessing to have that training to help other women that I was just on social media seeing that we're going through things. So that's what I wanted to share.
Amen. Amen. And that's a great accomplishment because people, a lot of times when they go through things, they can get stuck. And because you have been there and moved past it and said, you know what, I'm going to allow this to be my catalyst to move forward, and I'm going to even get the training so now I can go back and help someone else. So I am so proud of you, and I'm excited for you, and thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome. And I really wanted to share that because I generally work with children with that experience mental health, and I just decided to take those certifications to help others, and it's been able to open up the door to training and helping people nationwide, where last year I set a goal to speak and train 20 places, and I've succeeded that goal, and this year my goal is going to be 40 places and succeed that goal. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and thank you so much. And make sure that you continue to, you know, dial in, because soon I'm going to be announcing. I don't know when. I'm led by the Holy Spirit, but I'm going to be doing a networking event, and it'll probably be on a Thursday night. But we're going to do a networking event and bring everybody together with their businesses and just connect, virtually connect, but we're going to utilize the radio because that's why God gave me my own network, so that I can be creative and do the things that he's called me to. So just stay connected, Ms. Teresa.
All right. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Well, we have another caller. Welcome to All Fire Inside. You are live with Michelle and Aaliyah. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hello, this is Brother Devon Hines.
Hi, Brother Devon. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I am great. And Michelle, you are?
Yes, I am awesome, fabulous, and amazing, brother. Glad to have you. Got some testosterone on the climb. Hallelujah.
Yes, I would like to share my accomplishment for 2015.
Sure.
Aaliyah, she knows me. I'm an educator, and I work in the schools, in the public school system, and I work in the ISS program. And when I got there, they had some serious behavior problems, some really, really bad behavior problems. And once I started working the program and started talking to the kids and started learning their, you know, their backgrounds, and, you know, because I have background in law enforcement and counseling and all of that, the rate just – it just changed. You know, it was no students coming to the ISS room. And if they did come, they just wanted to come and talk to me. So the behavior just, I mean, it's wonderful now.
Right.
And I just wanted to share that.
That is a step in the school system. That is a major accomplishment.
It is.
Yeah.
It's definitely a major accomplishment. And Michelle, he's an educator, but he's also a singer, songwriter, producer.
Oh,
and
do you need any background? Do I need to audition now?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yes, go ahead and audition right now.
Okay.
Over the air.
When I say Jesus, amen. When I see Jesus. Oh, wait, don't get me started now.
All right. It sounds pretty good.
Y'all heard it first.
Yes, you heard it first on Home Friday Inspire with Ms. Michelle Ryder,
You took the words right out of my mouth, yes.
Yes. So he has a group. His children are part of the group. It's all three of his children, and they're called The Gift. And I actually hosted a benefit concert for the kids so they could do some more with their ministry about 2 weeks ago. And so, they are doing some amazing things. And so he didn't even talk about that, but they're doing some amazing things. He wrote a song called Beautiful to, you know, people with their self-esteem, to stop bullying, help people understand their self-worth. So this
Father,
gentleman
how
here.
Do you find this information? Stuff.
How do we connect, sir?
Aaliyah Butler, she's my manager, so you can talk to her about it.
I'm not the manager. But how do we follow you on social media outlets and things of that nature? That's what she's asking, because we have listeners that are listening now. So
yes,
how do
I have a YouTube channel. On the Devon Hines, DeVonHines, Hines. And also I have a Facebook. You can go to, you know, Facebook, and you can put my name in. Once again, Devon Hines. The single that I have out right now, I have two songs. It's Beautiful, and also another single I just released probably like 3-4 months ago. The name of the song is The Wheel. That's also on Facebook. You can go to iTunes, CD Baby. I mean, any media, it is any media sites you can go and put my name in, Devon Hines. Like I said, go to iTunes and you'll be able to find my information. And also, I have, you know, my email address is hines.oscar@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Yes, sir. So we appreciate you dialing in. Those songs, I tell you, girl, the song Beautiful is just as beautiful. And the song Move On, The Will to Move On, that one is a really, really nice song, especially for someone that seems like they're stuck in a place. And it's time for them to break that hindering spirit and then be able to move on, because it starts in the mind. Ooh, girl, I ain't going to start preaching that. But that song is a beautiful song, and they sung it at the concert, and the kids sung backup. I was like, oh, that's beautiful. I love children and being able to support kids. So, yes. So, Mr. Devon Hines, we thank you so much for joining us and sharing tonight with your testimony. And I had to pull on you to pull out the rest of it, because there's so much more that you didn't tell me.
Yes.
But we appreciate you tonight. And thank you so much for listening and
dialing
in. You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, you have a nice evening.
You too.
Good evening.
We have had some powerful, powerful testimonies tonight. And some accomplishments that have been shared. I tell you, I'm like speechless. And I know there are more. If you want to share with one of your accomplishments or some of your accomplishments for this year, press 1, and we would love to hear them. Michelle, what do you think about tonight so far?
Oh, my goodness. It has been phenomenal. I mean, really, the accomplishments of the ladies and the gentlemen that just hung up. I mean, God is doing some things with his people. He really is. Mm-hmm. So this is just a wonderful platform just to put it out there. And I think it's encouraging as well. I mean, like Miss Traylor, who's getting ready to do a marathon. I mean, you know, she started doing just, you know, one baby step at a time, and look at where she is now. So that just lets you know, if you stick with something, and then she had a plan. She went on and got dressed and didn't make excuses, you know. And a lot of times I have to remember that and not procrastinate when I, you know, have a goal and something in mind. We just got to go on and get with it. If we got to get dressed before we take our children, go on and do that so we don't have no excuse.
Right, right. Eliminate the excuse. Just completely take it away.
I love it.
If we have anyone that wants to share, press 1, and we will definitely bring you on the air with us, and you will be live with us sharing something that you accomplished for 2015, because I'm telling you, it's exciting, it's empowering the other listeners, and we just had someone press 1. All right. Welcome to On Fire.
Hey.
Info just joined us. Hi. Who's
hey,
just joined
this is Valencia.
Hi,
this is Valencia.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. In 2015, I don't know if you want me to jump right in.
Yes,
but,
ma'am. Jump right in.
2015 was definitely my year of stepping out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm such a private person, but
mm-hmm.
I knew I had some things to do, and that
mm-hmm.
meant I had to be transparent, because people needed to know basically.
Mm-hmm.
With different things.
Mm-hmm.
I've started not one but two businesses. I followed
mm-hmm.
my heart, passion, and God, and actually started coaching and mentoring and helping people get their lives together,
mm-hmm.
which in itself was huge, because that meant I had to share me, which is not,
mm-hmm.
you know, I wasn't comfortable with. And Just doing those things, I would say, meeting new people, which I was always kind of had like a closed circle. of new people, but just meeting and networking new people, those are huge accomplishments for me because of the type of person I was. Being able to share my weight loss, because I dropped 80 pounds. It was some years ago, but even sharing that and showing those pictures, because a lot of times people don't believe stuff until they see it. So I share those before and after pictures on Facebook for those people that think it's impossible to do. So just sharing me, it was a huge accomplishment for 2015.
So, wow, that's amazing. And Valencia, what state are you located in?
I'm in Louisiana. It's after 6 years, so my southern has kicked in. So
no, I was trying to remember if you were on the Define You. Is this the one?
Yeah,
on
I was the host. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I was the host, yes. And I spoke last. It's that, like I say, that southern. When that southern kicks in, you could feel, you could hear the crawfish in my throat. So,
well,
it's,
you know,
okay.
I'm
from Georgia. I can't talk.
Yes, I'm South Carolina with Georgia mix, so you know it's just in us, you know. But I want to ask him based on your where your location was based on your draw. I was trying to figure out where you Valencia from the conference on last night.
Yes,
that was
ma'am.
Very powerful.
Yes, ma'am.
Very, very powerful.
Thank
very
you,
impactful.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
I tell you, Michelle, you missed a wonderful, wonderful conference that she hosted last night. It was a teleconference. And what was the title of it?
It was called Define You Bootcamp, and I based that off of I did earlier in Baton Rouge, earlier this year, beginning of December, I did Define You Vision Board Party. And so from that, I took the top three things that people, you know, really have a vision to change in their life. Like their top three things was this money, business, relationships. So I got some friends together. I was like, hey, let's do this boot camp, and you know it was a lot of kick in the gut moment, which is what a boot camp does. It kicks you in the gut, and but in a nice way. And so that's how that came about. And that was another thing, definitely stepping outside of my comfort zone. But I wanted to be comfortable. I want people to feel like they were at home sitting down talking with a bunch of friends just about life and getting some things together. And we did post the replay. It's on that page and also on my personal Facebook. And I do love what you said at the end, and I want to thank you again for that. You really don't know if what you do is effective until somebody else tells you that was awesome, then you know you're not, like, wasting your time because somebody got the message, and a lot of people did, and I was very just, you know, we were all floored and so appreciative of that. And people need to take care of their network and their community, and you can't be scared. That's one of the things I had to realize this year is I can't be scared because this is my community. These are people that need to know that your life doesn't have to be in chaos. There is a breakthrough right before the breakdown. You feel like you're getting close to that breakdown, but hold on because the breakthrough is right there. So
yes.
I'm sorry, I'm a little
long-winded. Yes, share how we can connect with you, because this forum tonight is to share with the accomplishments, but I'm also making sure that if you have visibility on social media, then go ahead and share that.
Do you want me to share it on the page, or you just want me to say it, or what you want me to do?
You can do both. I mean, for if you do it live and then vocally, anyone listening to the recording will be able to hear it. And then in the event that they don't go into the chat. So If you want to do both, you're welcome to do so. I'm just trying to make sure that we are helping birth these babies and keeping these babies healthy.
Yes, ma'am. You can reach me. I'm on Facebook at Valencia Griffin Wallace. You can find me that way. Also, you could type in Life by Design, and that on Facebook, and you'll find me that way. So definitely we have to take care of each other and inspire each other and motivate and push each other. And anything, I'm always there. I'm always there available for people to inbox because they feel like they're having a moment. I always post encouraging things on my page because we need more of that. Like people feel like they're the only one, and you're not. You're not by yourself.
Right, oh, right. And share with us your website.
My website is lifedesignme.com.
Life design?
Lifedesignme.com.
Okay, lifedesignme.com. Okay, great.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much for downing and sharing, and thank you so much for hosting that awesome teleconference last night because you ladies really, really did it. You really did.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for sharing. All right. We have had some powerful, powerful accomplishments for 2015, and I'm so excited about each and every person. And what I am just really that's really in my spirit right now, Michelle, is to tell each person listening, whether you're sharing or you're just listening to other people's accomplishments, I need you for 2016. I need you to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And why I say that, the Lord put that in my spirit one time recently because he was like, I'm going to take you so far out of your comfort zone that you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I have had such an amazing time in that place. I've had, even today, things that I didn't plan to do. I've, you know, been able to speak life into several women today. And I'm not called to just women. I'm called to the masses because, you know, Jesus didn't just speak to men. So, you know, but their specialty is women, and that's fine. But, you know, God just allowed me to speak into whoever. But whoever is listening, whether you're listening and you're here to just listen or you're here to share, get comfortable being uncomfortable because it's time for you to step out of that comfort zone. It's time for you to take that step forward and birth these babies. You are pregnant with a purpose. You have been purposed for such a time as this, and you were birthed for your purpose. And your purpose ain't just for you. It's to help someone else. It's to help someone else. I know when God told me I had to do On Fire to Inspire, I was like, really, Lord? I'm just a children's author. And he was like, no. When you come out of that box, then you're going to take me out of the box. And there have been so many people whose lives I've been able to touch and impact just because I was able to step out the box. And one of the things that made me say, okay, God, I'm going to do it. He said, there are too many lives tied into your obedience. And I didn't understand first. And then when I really pondered on what that meant, it was like, you don't know whose life you're going to impact with you just doing what I've called you to. And so there have been people who have been the breaking point. There have been people that have said they were suicidal. But upon listening to a show or talking to me one-on-one, they have been like, oh, my God, I got my fire back. And I feel like I was resuscitated. And I just said, you know what, God, thank you. Because that empowerment coach in me just started, and it wasn't something that I tried to do. It was what he's taught me to do. So whoever that was for, get comfortable being uncomfortable because it's time for you to step out of that comfort zone, step out the boat, and get ready to walk on your water, baby.
Ooh, I like that. Yes. Get out the boat and get ready to step on water. Yes.
And Michelle, did you have anything you want to share before we ask anyone else? Did they want to share?
Yes. One of the things that I did this year was I enlisted into a business coach as well. And one of the things that she encouraged me to do, because I'm rebranding a little bit, was to start being a contributing author to other
venues on dating and relationships. That's one of the things that I really coach ladies about. And when she first told me that, I was just thinking to myself, oh, I'm already an author. I don't really want to do that. But then I said, you know, I've been praying for the Lord to enlarge my territory and expand my brand. And so I reached out to several different ones, and God opened the door that I'm now contributing author for Life Hack, Vibrant Nation, Everyday Blog. And a lady hit me up today in my inbox and said that she saw, you know, one of my stories, one of my articles, and she wanted to know, you know, would I contribute to her relationship book. And I was like, okay, God, you know. So when we step out and get out of our comfort zone, get out of our own way, he'll open up doors for you. So I'm telling somebody to get out your own way and let the Lord just open the doors for you.
I tell you, that is so true. That is so true. When we get out of our own way, there will be so many open doors, so many divine connections, like when I spoke with Valencia and the other two empowerment ladies last night. I mean, it was like, wow. I got the invitation to it, and I joined them, and I got in a little late, but I'm telling you, when I joined, it was like, whoa. And I will make sure that, you know, for those of you who want to listen to the playback, I will make sure that I will post that, because I'm telling you, these ladies are on fire and they're doing some things. In fact, they're going to be coming in the month of February to share some things. We're going to be talking about purpose. We're going to be talking about your passion. We're going to be talking about the fire on the inside of you. There's greatness in each and every one of us. We just have to know who we are and walk in it, because it's already in us. You know, so I tell you. So if we have anyone else that want to share their accomplishments for 2015, press 1, and you will be live with Aaliyah and Michelle, and we will be able to just praise God with you for your accomplishment. If not, we're going to share our accomplishments with you. All right. So, Michelle, I want you to go ahead and share some of the things that you did this year.
Okay. One of the some other things that I did, at the end of last year, I released my dating book, Dr. Michelle's 100 Tips on Dating. And from that particular book, I have launched into a whole relationship and dating coaching program. And from that, like I told you before, I'm now contributing contributing writer on some dating and relationship blogs to help other ladies and women. And this year, I'm going to, from that, launch a whole new movement, Girl, Get Your Pearls Back. And look out for that for 2016.
Girl, get your pearls back. I like that.
Yes. And I've already copyrighted it and got that domain name for those listening. I'm ready.
All right. I love it. Wow. And, you know, one thing about it, your gift will make room for you. So you completed that yet last year, and this year, look how it's made room, your gift has made room for you. And, you know, same thing with me. You know, I went ahead and launched the show December 9th of last year. So we just celebrated a year this year. I launched the radio show December 9th. I launched the book last year. And this year, it's opened up speaking engagements. It's opened up opportunities to people to write on their local magazines and things of that nature to, you know, be an empowerment person for someone else, to speak life back into someone else. Out of obedience, your gift will make room for you. And so as being obedient, I was able to be a media person attending the Dove Awards, which was an awesome, awesome experience. And, you know, I relaunched my children's book, a learning book just for me. It's in English and Spanish, and I launched it as an e-book. Because people are buying tablets for the kids. You know, they have the little small one for the kids.
speaking life into teachers, speaking life into educators, because they have a tough job, and just, you know, being able to just be there and speak life into them, whether they're a teacher or whoever I come in contact with, that's who I am. I'm a purpose midwife, and I tell people all the time, I don't birth babies, I birth purpose. And so, but I have met some phenomenal people like yourself this year. I have met some phenomenal guests that were on the show, phenomenal resources that have come my way as a result of just being obedient and doing what God has called me to do. I have two movies that my godmom started working on her movie this year, and a friend of mine from Church Angel was working on her movie, and I was able to be in both of their movies. And so they'll be wrapping theirs up preferably in 2016. And so, but they were able to launch those, and so they didn't come in and share tonight, but I'm sharing for them because that's a great accomplishment to have that vision and say, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to allow, I don't have the finances to do this forfeiture, fam. I don't have that. I'm going to do it. I'm going to trust God, and I'm going to do it. And so that's what those ladies did. And, you know, and I'm so humbled that they, like the other ladies, they saw something in you and said, hey, I want you to help me. I want you to come be the speaker for this event. I want you to, you know, it's so humbling. And so I just thank God for that, you know, because, again, your gift will make room for you. As the Bible said, absolutely, absolutely. Do we have anyone else that would like to join us in sharing your accomplishment? Press 1 if you would like to. And I just thank God for each and every person that have dialed in and shared, because I'm telling you, I've already been excited, but I'm telling you, y'all got me cutting cartwheels right about now in the spirit. I ain't doing them physically, but I'm so excited, so excited. And, you know, I've been doing a countdown on Facebook. If you follow me on Facebook, or I've been doing on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and I've been doing a countdown, because like I tell people, I've been saying today and every day, I'll tell them, look, the year isn't over with. There are some things that you can complete this year. There's some small, you know, goals that can be completed in over the next 2 days. However, there are some things that are larger tasks that you can actually start now, and they can be completed by 2016. But who says you have to wait to 2016 to start the task?
Exactly.
Whoever it's for, you got 2 more days, sweetheart, to get it done. And it is attainable. You know, take on Nike's brand and say, just do it. Well, did you have any final words? Because we don't have anyone else that would like to share tonight. Did you have any final words?
You know, I am just thankful for your platform, Aaliyah. You know, one of the other accomplishments for me for 2015 was meeting you. And you have just been such a blessing, so inspiring, not only to me, but your entire audience. You've always been very uplifting, and you speak from your heart about what the Spirit of the Lord will give you to tell the people. And you are a person that will birth somebody into a purpose. So I thank God for the connection that we have had, that we have. And I know it's going to be, you know, even grander and bigger as the Lord will lead in 2016. So thank you so much.
Oh, you are so very welcome. You're very welcome. And I think we actually have a person that just pressed 1. Hold on one moment. Okay. Double check. Sure. You're on Fire to Inspire with Aaliyah and Michelle. Do we have someone live that want to share their accomplishments?
Yes, we do. Hi, my name is Cassandra Rochelle. And I got on late. Hello, beautiful ladies, beautiful people. And
hello.
I was listening. I wasn't going to say anything, but you said something that really encouraged me to get uncomfortable. Get uncomfortable with being comfortable. Do I have it right?
Get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And right now, I'm uncomfortable because I don't really like to share my accomplishment. I feel like it's vain, but it's not. You know, I'm just so thankful that the Lord placed Michelle in my life many years ago, and she has been very instrumental in a lot of aspects of my life. One particular thing that she just encouraged me to do was to write a book. She had been on me many years about it, and I finally had the opportunity to publish it in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2015, I started had my nonprofit organization incorporated. You know, I earned my 501c3 status, which is really a blessing. And it's a coaching ministry for single moms, just to kind of encourage them in their next step and how to move forward. I'm sorry that I'm nervous, but I'm really excited about all what the Lord has in store for me. But really wanting to be more confident and knowing that I don't have to be in the background anymore. I don't have to be the one that, you know, take the back seat, but to be able to step forward and say, hey, I can do this. I can be my own voice, and I can, you know, I can speak for myself. I can be my own advocate and move forward rather than cheering everybody on. Don't get me wrong, I'm happy for people and their accomplishment. But it's something deep down inside where with I'm ready to shine. I'm ready to move forward. I'm like, hey, I'm over here. Not to be in the back seat any longer and just, you know, take the applause up under the seat, so to speak. But, you know, he said that he placed a light inside of us and that we should shine like a city set on a hill and not to be afraid to, you know, to shine because we have so much in us, like you said, to give to others in. And we really do. I have so much that I can pour into the lives of others just as I've received. And I'm holding someone else captive by not really moving forward in the things that I know that I can accomplish and I've accomplished and they can accomplish it as well. So tonight has been very instrumental to me and it's just a blessing and I'm just so thankful for Michelle and I just love her so very much. I just want to share that, just get out of my comfort zone and step outside of the boat.
Yes, man.
Cassandra Rochelle.
Cassandra, I tell you, Miss Cassandra Rochelle, you have really blessed me by pressing that one before we wrap up this call because one thing about it, you said a couple of things that really, really made my spirit just dance all over again. You said it's time for me to take the forefront, and yes, ma'am, it is. It's time for you to come out the background because you're needed front stage. You're needed center stage for someone to hear what it is you have to bring to the table. There's a mother there that says, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I have it in me. But you have it in you to speak life back into her to say, daughter, I know if he did it for me, let me show you how he did it for me and how he can do it for you. So it's time for you to open up your mouth, and it's time for you to move forward in the boldness that's already on the inside of you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm so glad that you joined us tonight. And thank you so much for joining us on Friday Inspire. We are here each and every week on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Like I said, God told me to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And I have ever since then, I have been on the air every single week for a year now. And you don't generally tend to see people that, you know, they're new at something and they don't take a break. And so I tried to for Thanksgiving, but the Lord said, no, you're going to do a show called What Are You Thankful For? So like I said, I'm just a vessel. This is his platform. So I do whatever he say do. But I just want to encourage you to continue to do what's on the inside of you. Don't doubt yourself because doubt, fear, and faith can't walk together. So you just continue to speak what you want to see. Continue to cast your visions. Continue to cast your nets, and you will see it manifest.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Michelle, you have any words for her?
I am just so proud of Cassandra. She has definitely stepped out and just went on and just ran. And I just concur with you. I just agree that it's time for – it's her time. And she just got – I told her she just need to run with it now.
Yes.
You know, God gave you a vision. Yes. She is, she definitely has a heart for the single mothers because she has really been blessed in that area. So, you know, it's time. He opened the door for you, so now it's time for you to run with it. Run with it.
Amen. Well, thank you again for joining us tonight. We appreciate you, and we are looking forward to the wonderful accomplishments for 2016 from you.
Amen.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us tonight for On Fire to Inspire. Michelle Roberts and I have truly, truly enjoyed you guys. And, Michelle, can you leave your information one more time for everyone on how they can connect with you?
Absolutely. You can connect with me at michellearoberts.com. I'm on Facebook as Michelle A. Roberts, INC. Like my page there, and on Twitter, M.A. Roberts, INC, on Periscope, everywhere. and if you want to, you know, look up any of my books or any of those types of things, I'm on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and independent books. And again, Miss Aaliyah, thank you so, so much for this platform, and thank you for letting me be your co-host tonight. I enjoyed it.
You are so welcome, and I enjoyed it as well, and I thank you so much for sharing the platform with me.
All right. I'm so excited. Well, thank you so much for listening, each and every person that joined us tonight, whether you shared an accomplishment or you just listened. I am so grateful that you joined us on Friday Inspire. We are here each and every week at 8 p.m. on Tuesdays, and we're here to empower, uplift, encourage, motivate, and push you into your purpose and your passion. I am your host, Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Like I said before, I'm a purpose midwife. I don't birth babies, but I birth purpose. And it's time for you to live the life that God created for you to live. Thank you so much for tuning in. And again, my books are available on Amazon. I have a children's book for your children. It's called A Learning Book Just For Me. It teaches them foundational English and Spanish. And if you get the paperback, it's available with a mute CD. The ebook is available, but the music is not uploaded quite yet. That's something that I plan to accomplish before 2015 is over. And then finally, I have two more books, and one is called On Fire to Inspire. That's how this show started. And that's a book of motivation and encouragement and empowerment to push you into your purpose. And then there, finally, the last book is Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations, because it's time for you to confirm, affirm, and declare the greatness that's on your life and walk in purpose, live in purpose, and thrive. Thank you again for listening to On Fire to Inspire. Tune in next week. We're going to be talking about goal setting and things of that nature. It's time to get it done. Thanks again, and have a great night. Happy New Year to you in advance. Thank you.